Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an art film that won a special jury prize at this year's Sundance Film Festival, and it's called The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
This is quite a puzzle, and it lingers for a while after you've seen the film. I thought about it, and it's the story of a black man named Jabo who grew up in a rootless, unanchored life. And he has a preoccupation, maybe even an obsession, with a house at 959 Fillmore.
It's the house that he believes was built by his grandfather. And Jimmy Fails plays himself in an adaptation of his own true story. It's a really arty and very slowly paced film that requires a lot of patience. It's one of those films that the critics love and audiences in general just scratch their heads over and thinking, what on earth are they looking at? Mm-hmm. But you have to admit, this film does have flashes of brilliance. But
yes.
I found, personally, there were long stretches that were tedious as well.
It was tedious, but the reward of it was realizing, at least for me, I thought it was a fantastic portrayal of loss, grief, being rootless, and coming up with a solution to cope with it, and then having insight about that coping method.
Yeah, and it also deals with class struggles and gentrification as this man tries to save this Victorian house with everything falling around his ears.
Yes, but he's trying to come to grips with who he is.
Yeah, that's the universal part of this story, but I think it's one that most general audiences probably aren't going to glom onto. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.